It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Drive home with Felger and Mass this afternoon at 2. Right now, this is how Boston sports fans start the day. Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You watch Tom Brady throw bombs, he on my team, hey man. Throw bombs, he on my team. Tom Brady throw bombs, he on my team, hey man. Hey, that's fun. Hey, oh, that's my dog. Hey, it's the NFL, man. Hey,
keep me entertained, dog.
You watch Tom Brady throw bombs, he on my team, hey man. Throw bombs, he on my team. Tom Brady throw bombs, he on my team, hey man. Hey, that's fun. Hey. Oh, that's my dog. Hey, it's the NFL, man. Hey,
keep me entertained all
day. It's fun, man. Just
keep me entertained all day.
That's right. It's 98.5 The Sports Hub, Toucher and Rich. We're going to have Aqib Talib on every Wednesday at 8 o'clock this season, which is exciting.
Time tomorrow, the debut of, what are we calling it, Chain Snatching Wednesdays with Aqib Talib?
That's right.
That's perfect.
Tomorrow we are going to have on Aqib Talib, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at Twitter. N'Keal Harry has 2 more catches in his first 10 games, 27, than Jerry Rice had in his first 10 games with 25. Well, there you go. And Fred is saying all this about Harry, but he's the one who called Tatum a bust. Tatum is better than I thought he would be, there's no question. We'll see. As a guy who gets that salary, if he is the piece, the guy that leads to championships, we will have to see. I don't know if everyone is, you know, he certainly deserves the contract that he's going to get, but we shall see with time. I think everyone was a little disappointed with Mr. Tatum's performance in the playoffs. I think that even though he put up numbers in games, we saw him disappear and flat out get crappy at the end of games. But he does deserve.
Beginning of games or in the first half of games.
Right, or he'll go 0 for 10 for the field.
The script was flipped, I think, near the end of that series. It was just he wouldn't show up till the second half.
Right. But yeah. I'll admit my wrongs. He deserves the max deal he's going to get, but I am interested to see if he's going to be that guy.
And you hope he is. I mean, you're right, Fred. I mean, that's the one thing, because he's a fairly complete player right now, except for that.
Right.
He needs to become that closer. And that's the moment that Paul Pierce became that guy, when he became when you knew that he was a championship caliber player, was when he became the guy who said, give me the damn ball. And this team doesn't have that guy yet, and hopefully, you know, he can learn from his mistakes, and maybe they can learn to just get the ball out of Marcus Smart's hands a little bit more and put him in the hands of guys like Tatum and especially Jaylen Brown when the minutes are ticking away in a close game.
Tatum's much better than I thought he was going to be. Again,
he's good. Yeah.
Much better than I thought he was going to be. But when I watched the playoff games on television and I hear the guys praising him and then Tatum goes and does something dumb, I'm going, all right.
I don't mean to hijack the segment here, but you're talking about this, so I don't know if you heard this rumor yesterday, but and I don't even know whether or not this is something that anyone would want, but Victor Oladipo wants out of Indiana. He wants out. And there is a report yesterday, and who was this from? It was from, I think it might have been Bleacher Report. The Athletic. It was actually Jared Weiss from The Athletic. He reported that Oladipo could possibly be moved to the Boston Celtics for Gordon Hayward this offseason. Apparently, Oladipo not only wants out, but there is, of course, the matter of that Hayward, his family is, that's still home. Indiana is home for him.
Right.
And I guess that this is something that would be a mutual agreeable type of situation. And according to him, it's a something that might be explored here in the offseason.
So they would dump, so the idea is Indiana would get Hayward to just to dump his contract.
Well, Oladipo only has 1 year left on his contract, too.
Yeah.
So it almost seems like this is something that you technically could see happen. I mean, Oladipo's not quite, I mean, listen, he's great. I love Victor Oladipo, but it's not the position right now that you need.
It would be Oladipo and somebody else. Hayward's making about $10 million more. So
how much does Oladipo make?
21.
That's right. Okay. So he's not quite there yet. With the,
no. 21, but I mean, he's a really good defensive player when he's healthy, and that's been a problem the last couple of years. But I would love Victor Oladipo on this team.
Yeah, I'd rather have Oladipo than Hayward.
At this point, I would agree.
Sure, sure. But I mean, he's not your... I mean, is he going to want like a long-term contract after this?
Well, yes. They can't.
Yes.
I mean, it would be 1 year. I mean, they can't.
I don't know how many max players you can fit. I have to check. But they're going to have one. They're going to give Tatum the max deal. I don't know if they can fit a guy like Oladipo. This trade would probably be for just 1 year.
Yeah, you would get Oladipo for the year. And they would get hometown kid Hayward and I guess try to market that.
And you would remain one of the best defensive teams in the league, and it would just get better. I mean, he's great. I mean, he's an amazing defender.
Yeah. I guess that would be, what, purely a marketing thing for Indianapolis. Is that they would...
Bring the Butler kid home, for 1 year.
He likes it there. I have to imagine Indiana is a little bit like Detroit in that, like, if you want to be there, you're automatically, like, loved. Because I just remember when Johnny Damon was on the Tigers, and he's like, I'll stay.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was like the height of baseball players just skedaddling. Baseball was a little bit like NBA at the time. And they had made that deal that was kind of like a whatever dead money deal for Damon. And Damon was like, I'll stay. And immediately everyone in Detroit loved him.
Yeah, I mean, look, Oladipo went to Indiana. But if he wants out and you get a chance to bring the Butler kid home, then you absolutely can do that.
And I'm not, and listen, I'm not a massive Gordon Hayward guy. I think that he was important to this team. But the one thing, I mean, people are crapping on Hayward. Before he got hurt, he had an excellent season. Like his season was... It was probably the best season of his career, if you look at the numbers, wasn't it, Jim?
Well, yes, it was. Don't think none of us are jumping up and down going, like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened. I think we're kind of, all three of us are kind of getting this information and saying, okay.
Yeah, but people are remembering Gordon Hayward, like for how he played in these last couple of games. I mean, you know, he wouldn't have been playing if they absolutely didn't want him. I mean, if it wasn't the playoffs, he wouldn't be playing. As a matter of fact, his rehab is continuing now when he's done. I mean, he played injured. He played hurt in the playoffs.
Right.
But he's on the floor. He's expected to play.
Well, yeah, I don't foresee him next year missing layups.
Yeah.
Uncontested layups and really just seemed completely lethargic. I mean, he was lethargic in that game six.
It was bad. Like, he had enough of that energy for game one. Like, he was like, here we go. And it was probably pure adrenaline when he returned. And then after that, that was all that he had. You know, that's what happens when you come back from an injury and all you've had is three-on-three basketball for, like, what, a day or two. And to get back to that conditioning, it's tough to do. But I see a lot of people crapping on him and wanting to get him out of town. But he had a great year. Like, and he was a very effective part of his team.
Yeah, Hayward's just not
against Miami. Who knows?
Yeah, Hayward's just not part of the future of this team. He's just
that's true.
Yeah, he would be here next year and then he'd be gone.
But neither would Oladipo.
Right.
He would not be part of the future either.
Yeah, you couldn't. So
you would just use him for a year.
Yeah.
And that's a trade I wouldn't mind. You know, I mean, I wouldn't like throw a parade, but at the same time, you know, anytime you can get better defensively, I guess that's a good thing. And Oladipo's definitely really good as a defender.
All right. Bill, go ahead.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm hearing everyone trash Hayward. And don't get me wrong, the guy has had some injury issues. But let me tell you something. Marcus Smart was getting torched. From being the great defender that he is, one, he was getting torched. Two, he reminded me so much of Game 7 against Cleveland a couple of years ago. He kept on throwing up these bricks at the end of the game. Him and Jaylen Brown put them out of it. They're so predictable when they drive to the hoop. They never dish off.
Well, Bill, he's one of the reasons that they were in the Eastern Conference Finals, but he did not have a good Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, what, Hayward?
No.
Oh, Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart didn't play. The whole team didn't play well, and I don't blame Jaylen Brown for anything in that series.
I thought he was one of the better players.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown was, if anything, underutilized in that series. So
there's no question. That absolutely. You look at the number of times he touched the ball in that game or in that series, it was criminal.
Which, by the way, is another indictment on Tatum, because if you're going to run an offense through someone, he better damn well be effective. And in against that zone, be able to pop out to a guy like Jaylen Brown.
I disagree with the call. I didn't see Smart get torched time after time.
I didn't either, but he was shooting too much.
No, of course, and that's well documented, yes.
Yes, he was definitely shooting too much.
Well, that's something that you could legitimately say is when he gets hot at the beginning of a game, it might not be the best thing.
That's also very dangerous if he gets hot at the beginning of the game.
When he misses, and when he misses, oh boy. I mean, he's not afraid to just miss the whole structure.
But the funny part about it is you never know from shot to shot which Marcus it is, because it used to be Marcus of the last few years, he didn't have it all night, and you knew he didn't have it all night, and eventually you stopped shooting. This year was different because Marcus from one quarter to the next would be either good or bad.
Well, that's the thing is,
guy hit 12 threes in one game for this team.
Yeah, there were playoff games where he would hit four in a row or four or five,
and then miss the next six,
and then you'd be like, oh boy, here he goes.
Yeah,
because he ain't gonna stop. Once those start falling, he ain't going to stop.
And Danny Ainge has been on here multiple times saying, that's the aggressiveness is what I love about Marcus, and it's part of the package. With the great defense comes that offense.
Yeah, and you want to talk about not swinging the ball and not moving the ball. Once Marcus gets into his head that he can hit those, he ain't giving that thing up. He gets one tiny infinitesimal window to get that thing up, and it's going up. And it might not hit nothing. It might not hit a thing.
I know, but the thing is, he could make his next five. That's the thing.
I would love to see Marcus Smart on a team with LeBron James.
Well, he does. You have a guy like that, J.R. Smith.
Well,
that's J.R. Smith.
Yeah, well, okay.
Is it not? That's J.R. Smith.
Yeah, but J.R.
Offensively.
J.R. Smith also, I would much rather have J.R. Smith shooting than Marcus Smart. I mean, that's J.R. Smith's specialty.
On the offensive end.
On the offensive end. That is J.R. Smith's specialty. I'd much rather have J.R. Smith shooting threes than one Marcus Smart. That's why you signed J.R. Smith, is to shoot threes.
Smith's with the Lakers now, right? He's still there.
I think he's still around. Yeah. I know he went to the bubble.
Yeah, I think J.R. and LeBron are still together.
He loves butts. All right. We'll talk to Real Admiral. And we do have a far court. We cannot ignore tonight's presidential debate, even though it's funny because I mean this quite literally. I can't foresee something happening that would change anyone's mind. Literally. At this point of where we are, I was thinking about this during the break. If blood started coming out of someone's eyes, Trump or Biden's eyes, would that change anyone's vote?
You know, I think you have a point. Like, say Biden falls on his face tonight. The people who support Biden would be like, oh, that's too bad.
No, you're ride or die Trump, or you want his ass out of office.
Right. Like if you had a dead zone incident where like somebody comes in with a gun and one of them holds up a baby to block them from being shot, it still wouldn't matter.
That's true. This is all about entertainment.
There's nothing that can be said.
It's all about the entertainment.
And by the way, there's something that the media can latch onto, and they will, and they'll latch onto something, and someone's going to say something crazy, most likely Trump. And nothing will come of it. Nothing.
Fred, there is one thing that we'll explore later on that they both seem to have in common.
And it's the one thing as a society that we can finally come together on. And it doesn't take a scientist to realize we're talking about farts.
Yeah.
And this one's a non-Biden fart. This one is a Trump court.
Well, listen, I mean, we equal time when it comes to farts on this show.
Oh, that's nice of you. That's
matter of fact, I think that's legally we have to have equal fart time for both sides of the aisle.
Okay. Honestly, I'm not paying any attention to the clock today, but honestly, if Trump took the microphone, and I'm being honest, literally not kidding, if Trump took the microphone, put it to his ass and farted into the microphone, that would not...
Look at that guy. No nonsense.
Would you put your life savings on that he wouldn't do that? Your life savings.
No. No.
That going into this, he wouldn't fart into the microphone.
No.
That you would be penniless for the rest of your life. Now, you could have, you could double your money.
No. No bet.
Or you'd be penniless for the rest of your life.
Absolutely no bet. No. No.
I swear on my life that I would not make that bet. That you would have no money for the rest of your life. That if Trump farted into the microphone.
Mr. Trump, would you like to respond to what Mr. Biden just said about your view of the economy? And then there you go. And you know what? That would... then he wins.
Here's what I think about Joe's point of view.
Nothing... there's nothing that would be too outrageous. Nothing.
That's why I can't wait. I cannot wait for 9 o'clock.
There is... confessing to crimes?
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of really anything.
All right, we got to break because Rear Admiral's got
We got to get into Rear Admiral's window, if you know what I'm saying. All right, we'll be right.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Greg Bredard joins Felger and Mass every Tuesday at 2 during Patriots season. Now back to Tutcher and Rich, a 98.5 The Sports Hub.
At right point, Klingberg shoots, blocked, it's out of the zone, into the neutral zone, he stuck his left, Barkley Goodrow after it, shoots wide, right of the open net, time ticks down, the Lightning win the Stanley Cup! They have reached the top of the mountain! They are the Stanley Cup champs!
Wow. So all I can say is wow.
And there you have it. Phil Esposito's reaction was kind of like, I think, the reaction of anybody who actually even bothered to read the headline today. There you go. Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup.
Michigan just... Like, how do you come down from that? Like, I mean, it's got to be a very low when you're Dave Michigan when the season's over.
Especially since, like, there's not going to be a parade. Well, Florida's open, so maybe there will be a parade.
There is a parade. They announced it. They're trying to make it a, quote-unquote, socially distanced parade, and I guess it's along this river. But there's a video last night of all the guys outside of the Tampa Bay Lightning Arena. It's like a huge crowd. I mean, there's nobody cares. It's just a mass of people jumping around, no masks. So any kind of feigning that they're going to do a socially distanced parade is obviously a farce at this point.
Oh, yeah. Dan says to my ear, I wonder if Gronkowski will make an appearance. Yeah, Florida's open. So, yeah, they'll have a parade. So, and I bet you a ton of people go to it. So there you go. Rear Admiral is the co-host of Spin Chicklets podcast. He's also a writer for Barstool Sports. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Rear Admiral, hello, sir.
Gentlemen, it's been a long time. How we doing?
We are doing well. We are getting through. But you, sir, are a man of breaking news.
Scoops McGee this week.
Absolutely. So Torrey Krug was offered the deal with the Bruins. Obviously, he's not going to take it. But there is some intrigue. What did you hear?
I was told, and I know I did say yesterday, but I think the day is probably less important than the fact that the Bruins, I was told, were going to trade his rights to probably one of four teams. And basically, you know, Torrey Krug's scheduled to be an unrestricted free agent October 9th. And what teams will do is they'll give up, it's typically about a fifth-round pick for exclusive negotiating rights with this team. Basically, kind of wiggle them at the player a little bit, try to convince them to sign with their team. We saw it with Kevin Hayes. Philadelphia traded for his rights, ended up signing him. Montreal just did the same thing with Joel Edmondson, ended up signing him. So basically, it's the team kind of getting a guy and having him for a few days that convinced him to sign with that team before every other team can convince him. And that's what they're going to do because he's clearly not coming back.
All right. So what are you hearing? You're hearing a fifth-round pick is going to be the compensation?
Well, I can be clarified. I didn't hear the compensation, but typically when players' rights get traded, you know, a week before or a couple weeks before free agency, that's sort of the going rate. That's what it was for when, like I said, when Philly picked up Hazy, he was a high-end free agent a lot of teams are after. And then basically teams give up a roughly a fifth round. I mean, could it be a fourth? Could it be something different? Sure. But I would say it'll probably be a fifth, whichever team ends up acquiring him.
So you said there's no way this – I mean, I think we all kind of faced the reality or accepted it, rather, that he's not going to be here. And you think that from everything you're hearing, that's pretty much done.
I can tell you he's not signing that deal.
But that's what I was saying. But, I mean, Rear Admiral obviously has inside information.
So do I.
Uh-oh, pull him out. Let's put him on the table, Fred.
No, Torrey Krug is leaving. He is not signing with the Boston.
Where is he going more than likely?
You know, I know he's as competitive as hell. I know you guys met him. I think the first time we all met him together when you guys were doing one of the head shaving things back, Christ, it was, I think, 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And this kid's competitive as hell, man. I mean, he's been to two Stanley Cups. He just wants to win, but at the same time, this is his opportunity to cash in. This isn't based on any inside info, but my gut says probably Vegas. You know, they have the money. It's also, they're a state tax-free state, so you know, you're making even more money there that they're not taking any of tax-wise. I know they got a pretty good D, but, I mean, a guy like Crew, a team will make space for. And, you know, they'll probably have to, you know, maybe dump one of their forwards making too much money. But, again, that's just my gut. I would think based on what kind of money he's going to make and, you know, who has room for him and who's a competitor, my gut says Vegas.
Okay, so Rear Admiral, there was a pretty amazing rumor yesterday, just amazing in that the size of the name that's being thrown around. But Bob McKenzie ended up tweeting. He said, "Imagine my surprise when I started making calls today and heard Jack Eichel trade rumors, including unverified chatter that he may have some point recently requested a trade out of Buffalo." And our own Ty Anderson added, "For what it's worth, I was told the Bruins were among teams in communication. No clue how they'd possibly pull it off, but hey, let's have fun and get weird." Have you heard anything about that and where the Bruins would stand in all of this?
I did hear similar to Bob insofar as, you know, the Rangers being a name out there. The Bruins, no. I mean, I think every team, every GM has to call just to kick the tires, even if there's realistically not a chance they're going to get them. That's just part of the job. So a team calling, you know, another GM about a guy, that's just, you know, that comes with the job territory. But no, I did hear the Rangers horny for Eichel. They would make the trade yesterday. They would trade the number one pick and whatever accoutrements they would need to give up to Buffalo to get Eichel, because Eichel is a bona fide stud. It took him a couple of years to get there. I mean, he was dominant last year. Buffalo, I love the fans. I've never been in the city. I hear great things about it. But the franchise is a mess right now. Their roster is a mess. They're bringing in a first-time GM, the Pagulias. I know Buffalo loved them when they bought the team, but it's been a disaster so far. Now you're bringing in, and I don't know Kevin Adams. He might end up being a fantastic GM. But the fact is, he's never been an NHL GM before. Now he's brought in to clean up an awful roster mess. You have this guy now in his prime making $10 million a year. And, like, is he going to want to waste, you know, 2, 3, 4 more years trying to get to have his team be a competitor again? Again, I don't know who's, you know, telling who what or who's trying to, like, leak out through the media or whatever. But I was told myself as well, the Rangers was definitely horny for Eichel. You got to remember his coach in BU. He's the coach of the Rangers. I'm pretty sure Eichel's agent and David Quinn, the Rangers coach, I think they might even been roommates back at BU. So there are some connections there as well. But as far as the Bruins getting Eichel, nah. You might as well pack a bowl and smoke that and dream about it, because that's the only way you're going to get it.
All right.
Go ahead.
If you're Sweeney, you know, you got a lot of kids that you got to take care of. And is that the move? Because, you know, this is an interesting offseason in that he can sign these kids and go with what he's got, or he can try to make something happen. What are you hearing with that?
Well, you know, LeBron's are in win now mode. Obviously, you know, they have this course, Bill Bergeron, Marshawn, Krejci, Rask, Chara comes back. I mean, this is five guys who've been playing together for, I think, 11, 12 years now. You know, they're still trying to win right now. And, you know, Jake DeBrusque is a kid. He's a restricted free agent. He looked like, I mean, he was a stud in the playoffs a couple of years ago. This year, he kind of had an off year. You know, would they trade his rights? And again, this, I'm just speculating here. This isn't anything I heard. You know, Taylor Hall, he's a guy who's a free agent. He's made a lot of money already. He only wants to win. He's a left winger. I know he loves Boston. We interviewed him on Spit and Chicklets a couple of years ago. He was actually hoping Boston drafted him the year that Boston took Sagan second and Edmonton took Hall first. He's a name to keep an eye on. If the Bruins decide, like, you know, we're better off with Hall and getting rid of DeBrusque, I mean, I think Sweeney would make the move. I'm not saying I'm advocating for it. I love Jake, but you know, when you're in win now mode, you got a complete package player like Hall. He's going to probably help you win a little bit more than a kid who's still developing a little bit.
All right. What are you hearing about the future of Tuukka Rask here on the team and how things ended up going down? What have you been hearing?
I think most of the stuff is very speculative about him not coming back. I mean, that just seems to come from the ether, or maybe, or perhaps the guys who follow you a few hours later. But I don't think. I don't think there's anything to it, though. I mean, I think it was a genuine situation. I think, you know, I think when, now that the bubble's burst, I mean, Greg Wyshynski and Emily Kaplan, who, by the way, I know we always tool on ESPN because their TV coverage is terrible. Those two have been absolutely killing it work-wise inside the bubble, reporting on some great stories. They talked to a lot of players who have already been eliminated. And these guys, it was a real mental grind for them. I know some players, the feeling of the happiness of being home certainly trumped any sadness at not winning the Stanley Cup. Now, I'm not speaking for the Dallas Stars here, but teams prior for the Stanley Cup final. A lot of these guys are in a mental grind. Now, you add to that, you know, what if your daughter's calling, your wife's calling, and there's a, you know, I don't know the particular situation, and if I did, it's not my place to say, but if there's some sort of borderline medical situation or a medical situation, one of your kids, you're already mentally not there. I mean, you know, I'm not saying we give him a purple heart, but you know, for someone to have the balls to say, hey, man, I'm not in it, man, and my kid's not right, and I need to be home. Like, I think it takes more balls to do that than to not. So I'm, you know, the last – I don't even have freaking kids either, and I'm the last guy in the world who's going to bash Tuukka Rask because, you know, it seemed to be a family situation where he felt he needed to be home for.
And you're hearing what about the team and their reaction to him leaving?
I didn't hear anything that anybody had any issue with it. Now, I don't know if that's something people would put out there, but I think the guy's been around long enough. I think he's proved himself. Tuukka, like a lot of goalies, is a quirkiness to him, but I don't think they felt that he didn't, you know, like, did he take away their chance to win a cup? I mean, did his leaving reduce the odds? Yeah, probably. Obviously, there was a little bit of a fall off down to Halak, but I don't get the impression there's any resentment or anger. They've been teammates with this guy for so long. I think they felt that that's the decision he had to make, then they're respecting it. Now, deep inside, internally, they feel different. I don't know. But I don't think it'd be an issue going forward. I think people have to remember, I mean, we're still in the midst of this goddamn global pandemic right now. The fact that the NHL was able to pull this off the way they did with zero COVID test, positive tests, everything went off pretty much without a hitch. I mean, we got to take our hats off to the league, the players, the coaches, the support staff, health workers. I mean, there's so many people did so much work to make this happen, and it's such a unique circumstance. Man, people need to really step back and have a little perspective.
All right. Rear Admiral, Barstool Sports, listen to Spit and Chicklets. You can get that podcast everywhere. Thanks so much for the time, sir.
Thanks, boys. Take it easy, Fred. I hope you're well, my friend.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, brother. You take care.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, we'll be back, and again, the debate is tonight, and there will be debate in studio. The show gets very, very political coming up. Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys. Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. You can follow the show on Twitter, which is Rich Runs. At Toucher and Rich on Instagram, at Toucher and Rich. You can follow Wallach at Ken Griffey Rules. He's very shrewdly named himself. You follow me on Instagram at Fred Toucher. There's still no cameo. All right, Rich. It is a big night in American politics in that there will be debate that there is a zero end game for. There's no opinions will be swayed. Nothing can happen that would shock me. Almost nothing. Almost literally nothing would shock me, but Rich, it is important that we as a show, because we seem to be the only bastion of credibility in this universe when it comes to politics, it's very important that we watch Trump-Biden because there might be something that we have to rule on.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, let us open up Fart Court! Now, we have in the past featured a certain 77-year-old sleepy candidate, so sleepy that sometimes he can't even feel the gas leaving his anus. Mr. Joe Biden, a man who is no stranger to farting in public when he speaks, we have built up quite a collection.
But yeah, again, Biden, any silence is filled with an old man fart.
And what's
just
great
a
is
dusty
that,
old man fart.
I don't know if he's just adapted, but like you can tell that there's no flinching. You can tell that this has been going on for at least 10 years where it's just
stop work on roads and bridges. So
yeah, they're just like old man slider farts. They just come out and he's none the wiser.
That's right. I mean, you know.
Okay.
The Delaware dandies just keep flying out. The dusty Delawares.
Everyone is saying, you know, why are you picking on Joe Biden? Why is he the only one? And if anything,
audience has been, they're at a fever pitch. They're saying this is a partisan show. All you play is Biden farting.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one on the right fart. I mean, there's plenty of old dudes. Trump's no spring chicken.
I mean, if anything, Fred, we're on both sides of the aisle, or shall I say, bipartisan.
Yes. God. There you go.
Oh, man. So, tonight has potential to be a massive fart extravaganza on that stage. Two dudes in their 70s who can't even probably feel their ass cheeks anymore. I give you Mr. Donald Trump, Fred, and Wallach. Is this indeed a fart or even multiple farts? Let's listen.
All right. A presidential poof? We shall see. A leader of the free world flatulence? We shall see.
Why does this government treat Alberta a fart in the room?
Wrong clip. There you go. It's the other one. It's the next one.
It just says fart. So
they're all farts. I mean, you know, that's the wrong fart clip. What do you think? We only got one fart clip?
I was going to say, Alberta is a big campaign strategy.
Maybe the one you were playing was the closer. Rich wants to align the farts correctly for maximum effect.
Well, all I know is Alberta is a storm of Alberta, more like Asperta. Because there's a
no,
woman.
That's actually just a clip in Alberta, Canada, debating the word fart, which we could let that play first, to be quite honest.
Let's get to Trump. Let's get to.
Tonight, all ears on the nation will be at the hindquarters of the president. And again, I contend that Trump could literally take the mic and fart into it, and no one's going to care.
He could.
But here we go.
So today we're here in a bipartisan.
That is a 70-year-old, 70-something-year-old man letting it fly.
He led with the goods, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's him leaning into the mic. Here we go. Let's get rid. That's yeah. That is the. I've been holding it in as I've been sitting up straight, and I'm leaning in to talk, and
That is his tax return right there. And zero interest.
Fashion to show leadership in an effort. So today we're here in a bipartisan fashion to show leadership in an effort to end the senseless violence. And violence, it can be ended.
Oh, come on. I mean, that he whoops.
Stop farting. We might have had a triple decker. I swear to God, when I found that clip, I had only heard two originally, and I did not know that there was a third surprise in there. I mean, you want to talk about a filibuster?
The winds of change.
That's a three. We got. I mean, that was three in like 10 seconds.
Machi machi. Trump had the presidential peas.
I got to hear that whole thing again. I that surprised even me.
All right, here we go. Is it three presidential passes?
So today we're here in a bipartisan fashion to show leadership in an effort to end the senseless violence. And it can be ended.
I mean, even when your sphincter is in on the plan, I mean, you know that you're coming from a place of...
That was the one that kicked it all off.
Yeah, once the first one came, there was no doubt the other ones had to follow.
Lay the groundwork for.
Yeah, I mean, once you age, your muscles are not in any kind of shape to hold that in for that long.
Right.
All right. Well, we need a judgment. I mean,
so today we're here in a bipartisan fashion to show leadership in an effort to end the senseless violence. And it can be ended.
And the last one, you know, he pushed. Like, that one sounded like...
No, that was a defeatist. No, that was defeatist. That was just like, look, man, they're happening.
They know. All right. And then he just, like, pushed it. Oh, man.
Well, I mean, he's guilty on three counts.
Guilty.
Yeah, guilty on three counts.
Three guilties there. My God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is... Those are presidential pardon me's.
Okay.
Between the two of them.
Stop work on roads and bridges. So
somebody put POTUS, pushed out three unhealthy sphincter bombs. Guilty.
All right, we've reached.
So throw your hats. It's a hat trick. It's the fart hat trick. I don't think we've had a fart hat trick yet.
No.
It's the beginning of fart court.
No, and you have to, if you're getting with your aides at this point, you have to think if you just let out one mighty wind or. Do you break him up like that? Because, I mean, he covered 14 seconds trying to delay the inevitable, which was that was coming out.
Those are three huge farts. Some would say the best fart since Abraham Lincoln.
To end the senseless violence. And it can be ended.
That is a long line of presidential farts. That is, Grover Cleveland would let Grover Growlers, as he was called at the pubs around Washington.
Oh, I just don't know. I mean, that last one sounded like it came with a prize.
They were old manners. Those are all old man farts. We'll all be there one day, hopefully.
POTUS, President of the United Sharts.
My goodness. My goodness.
It's a growl.
Me Largo to the bathroom.
What?
I don't know.
It'll be the Democrat versus the Republican.
All right, very good. All right, well, he's guilty. There's no doubt about it.
There's no question. It's guilty, guilty, damn guilty. You want to hear if some people in Canada court like debate the word fart?
Yep. Yeah, I do.
Let's let it roll.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Why does this government treat Alberta like a fart in the room that nobody wants to talk about or acknowledge? That is where my constituents have been at with this government for over a year. There's Liberal members across the aisle that are laughing at me.
Yeah.
And they're laughing at you.
Yeah.
The Honourable Member for Saanich Gulf Islands.
I interrupt my friend in her speech, but I heard her say a word that I know is distinctly unparliamentary, and I think she may want to withdraw it. The word was F-A-R-T.
My God.
What was that, Johnson?
The USA, we let him fly. USA.
Somebody said,
I say
again,
USA, sir. And then you say, USA. Go.
Somebody said, USA?
F-A-R-T.
No. USA. Now play the fart.
F-A-R-T.
USA.
F-A-R-T.
Go. The USA, we don't spell out the words. We actually fart. Our leaders are not afraid of their sphincters. That is why you are our ghastly neighbor to the north.
F-A-R-T.
That's right, Dan. Heat rises.
Yet another stain on your reputation.
Absolutely.
Somebody said the president continues to gaslight America. I mean, it's just going to be... Chris Matthews is just going to be like waving his hand in front of his face. Or was it Chris Wallace? Chris Wallace.
Yeah. Mike Wallace's son.
I think we actually have a Chris Matthews fart. I think that he's been in fart court before.
Yes, Chris Matthews, the undebatable slapper.
Here it is. I think this is it.
So that really depends on how it's ultimately structured. If they were able to make some sort of attack.
Okay, there's one of them, but I think this is the better one.
Scott, just give me the skinny here. Can we get a clean, fair, honest election in Florida tomorrow?
My goodness. Wind is breaking all over. The winds of change again blow hard as the country. So who will fart tonight? Get involved. The Bankroll Boys are all over it. Follow them on Twitter.
Is this a who farts first or who farts most? Because I'm going Biden with most, but
oh,
Trump
first?
Might have nervous farts.
Yeah.
He is boisterous, so we shall see. But, there's a lot going on behind that lectern. And if one dares to step out from behind the lectern, who knows what sounds may emanate from our screens as Ma and Pa America gather around the television to get a glimpse of our future during these turbulent times. Who knows? That's the problem. You get two guys. Yep, you get two guys in their 70s in there. I mean, it is just a loose sphinx all over the place. All right, so we'll be back.
So he said, no matter the winner, the debate is bound to be highly explosive.
Indeed.
So today we're here in a bipartisan
That's the best
fashion
one.
To show leadership in an effort to end the senseless violence. And it can be ended.
My goodness. All right, so we will be right back.
F-A-R-T.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.